Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Simen Shin Ayin Se'ifim Dalin and Hey, this is page 472. Resh Lamid Vav Amud Beis says the Shulchan Aruch. Anshei Chatzar Shoyukulim Ochum El Shulchan Echad. If you have people who live in a Chatzar that all eat at the same table, Aval Pisha Kalechad Yeshul Beis Bifnatzmo, even though everybody has their own house, so you have a bunch of, the patriarch and matriarch of the family live in one house, and all their kids live in houses in the neighborhood in the same Chatzar, and they all eat together as a whole big family in the in the grandparents' home or whatever. Say inam tzrichim erev, they don't need to make an erev, because they're all considered to belong to one house. It's all considered to be one big house. The im hutzruchulasos erev v'manshei chatzar acheres, let's say they need to make an erev with members of another chatzar, erev echad upas echad bilvad molich nolson makom shemar v'nimo, then they contribute as one household, even though they are different, they live in different homes, because they all eat in the same place. And if the Eruv is put from other people outside of the family that bring the Eruv to their house, and they're going to be the ones that house the Eruv, then they don't need to participate in the Eruv. None of the family members need to contribute toward the Eruv, just like the house that you keep the Eruv in does not need to contribute to the Eruv. So in this case, they keep the Eruv in the patriarch and matriarch's home. All the children's homes are also good. They're also covered because it's all considered one big home. Because all of these homes are considered one big home. Says Rama, and also if you have a lot of balibatim that all eat in the same room but each on separate tables, like at a Pesach program, right? So you have one big dining room and everyone's eating at separate tables. So like in a hotel or whatever. Even though everyone has their own hotel room that they sleep in, Eruv Echad Lukulam. Then that's one big Eruv for everybody. Since there's no mechitza that separates where this family eats from where that family eats, they're all eating in the same room. So then we consider it like the case of the five people in the one traklin. And even though every once in a while they may put up some sort of partition just for privacy's sake, but it's not there with any sense of kavius, and therefore it's not considered a real mechitza. They're all considered to be sharing the same room. Says the Mishbura Lamdvav, Ochum al Shulchan Echad, Af Bishkal Echad Ochum Mishalo. They eat on the same table, even if everybody brings their own food to the party. Yeshul Bais Bifnatzmo, Lilino, Shartash Mishin, Kudul Kamei. And even though everyone has their own home that they sleep in and that they do other things in, but they all eat together. So Eruvech Lukulan, Vezemem Shir, Yachli Tinapas. And any member of the family can be the one that contributes the pas toward the Eruv, vein tzarech lezakos, and you don't need to be mezaka on behalf of the other people, the shlichus of the kulu kavid. It's obvious that they're doing the shlichus of the entire household, and the entire household means all the different family members. V'chein v'chulei kol echad al shulchano, haramahu siftelav davka al shulchanecha, v'uadin al shulchanos miyuchados, hol sheim b'bayis echas. What Rama's adding over here is that they don't have to be eating at one big table. It doesn't have to be a big conference table that they're eating at. As long as they're all in the same room, even though there are separate tables, that's fine as well. And therefore, since they're like the people eating in a traklin, even if there are walls that separate the different tables, but if it doesn't get within three tvachim of the ceiling, that's also considered like it's one big room. And even though they may put up partitions every now and then, but they're not there, and that's why it's still considered one room. They only put up these partitions if they're doing something that requires some level of privacy. Sif hey. What if a person eats in one place and sleeps in another place? So which is considered his real home as far as the Eruv is concerned? The place that he eats, that's the Iker, and that's the place that he asers. Therefore, brothers who all eat in their father's house and they sleep back at home in their own homes, they do not aser on one another. If the father provides them with food to go bring back to their own homes to eat there, then osrim, then they're considered to belong to separate homes. But that's only if the rest of the members of the chatzer keep the eruv in someone else's house. But if the other members of the chatzer keep the eruv in one of their homes, in one of the homes of this family, or this family are the only family that lives in the chatzer, then they simply do not need an eruv. Over here, the chiddush is what's different between here and Sif Dalid is they're not their homes that they sleep in aren't even in that same chatzer. It's in a different chatzer. They eat in this chatzer where their father is, and they sleep somewhere else, even in a different chatzer. So einam osrim pirush lo b'makom hashenuk shelo eruvim sharan shechatzer. The chiddush is even in the chatzer where they have a house that they sleep in, they're a non-entity in that chatzer because that's not really their home. Their home is where they eat. So where they sleep is irrelevant. They don't have any impact. They don't have to participate in the eruv there. Nor are they an entity in the place where they eat because they're eating at their father's table and he's the entity. So it's one household. When they get either food or meal money from their father, so then they do aser. If they don't participate in the eruv, and that halacha would be true whether the homes that they live in are in a different chatzer or in the same chatzer. Either way, since they're bringing home the food and eating it in their own private homes, now their homes are a real entity and they need to participate in eruv. But we said that's only if the other members of the chatzer put their eruv somewhere else. Pirush emes ayamrinan shekabalas prasa inu mobil. When do we say that receiving something from the father's home doesn't do anything? Kishechutz mina achin vavien hoyu odiyurin bechatzer v'zkul eruvin yichosay tzalach me'adiyurin. When there are other residents of that chatzer that do need to make an eruv anyway, and they put it by one of the people that live in that chatzer. Da'az aminan kishem sheshiar diyurin asri zalze im lo hoyu ma'arvin. Then we say, just like everybody else, asrs on one another if they don't make an eruv. Inunami asri adadi. They asr on one another as well. Aval ksheni man diurin achirim b'chatzer. But if there's no one else that lives in the chatzer, heim ba'atzman ein maskikin le'eruv. This family alone will not require an eruv. Dehol shemekablan al kolpan and prasme aviena av mechaber mitzar from lios kishachon. Because since all the food comes from dad's house, all the meal money comes from dad's house, if it's just among them, they're considered one family. And similarly, when the Bnei HaChatzer put the Eruv by the homes of one of the brothers, we say since one of the brothers, the one where they keep the Eruv, doesn't have to contribute to the Eruv because it's in his house, so maybe none of the other brothers have to either. So we said that if they put the eruv in one of these houses, it means of a house of any of the family members, then they're not going to require their own eruv. So to review what we did tonight, in Sif Dalet we said that if everyone eats at the same table, even though they have their own homes where they sleep in, you don't need a separate eruv because it's considered one big household, and if they have to participate in eruv with other members that are outside of the household, they contribute as one, as a single unit, and therefore if the Eruv is kept in one of their homes, no one has to contribute anything. And the Rama said, and that's true even if they don't eat at the same table, but they just eat in the same room. And then in Sif Hei we said, and even if the father provides meals for the children, and they eat in his house, and their own homes where they sleep in are in a different chatzer, the children are still a non-entity, not in the other chatzer, nor in the chatzer that that they eat in. But if there are other members of the chatzar that they eat in, and the father provides them with food to go bring home, then they are an entity, and they do need to participate, unless the eruv is being kept in one of their homes, or they are the only diurin in the chatzar. So that's from tomorrow, after Marvul, regular time, regular place, we'll do Seif and Vav, and I guess in Zion, and that's it. Okay, so everyone have a wonderful evening.